Okay.
So, welcome to the WFHSS Shortcast, which is today is one of the presenter of the scientific part of this 26th edition of the WFHSS Congress here in Hong Kong. So, welcome very much, and can you please state your name and your position?
Sure, thanks, Harry. My name is Marianne Drosnock, and I'm the head of clinical affairs at Healthmark, which is a Getinge company.
And you just gave an excellent presentation. So what's the title of your presentation?
The title of the presentation is Ensuring Sterile Safety, Pouch Seal Integrity in Healthcare Facilities, a review of two studies.
And it was a very wonderful. So can you please give us a short summary of your presentation?
Sure. So we really reviewed two different studies within this presentation. One was looking at and evaluating the effectiveness of pouch seal integrity in healthcare facilities. The second one went beyond that and really looked at the effect of communication, compliance, and collaboration, and how that leads to maintenance of pouch seal sterility.
And did you find many failures, or did everybody did a good job?
Well, there were a lot of failures that were found during the presentation. So we had some key findings that I thought I would emphasize. It's really what we found was the critical importance of communication, and that there is not great communication between the OR staff reporting back to CSSD when they do see issues with peel pouches that are received within the OR prior to a patient procedure. We also emphasize the adherence to your local standards and what they say for how to properly not only peel pouch items, but also how to maintain the equipment that's being used. We saw, you know, most facilities using heat sealers, but really not knowing how to maintain them or test them, and not even having the supplies available to do that testing that's required in the standards. Staff training and competency were a huge issue, and maintaining that training over time and having demonstrated competency that staff know how to properly seal both, you know, the heat seal and the self-seal pouches. And we saw so many failures with the self-seal purely because people aren't trained in how to do it properly. And that's sad because we can do better and we owe it to our patients to do better.
So again, I think this emphasizes one of the goals of the WFHSS, that education is the most important medical device we can provide to all our staff.
You're absolutely right. Staff training, demonstrated competency verification, proactive communication, and ongoing education. So important to me, in alignment with the WFHSS, and you know, I'm so happy to be here to highlight what we're seeing in the field, at least in U.S. healthcare facilities, and trying to identify how we can do better.
So, and you already mentioned very shortly this Congress where we can share all the expertise. So why do you think people from all over the world should attend all these WFHSS Congresses?
What I love about it, and I've been to many over the years, is the sharing of different ideas and best practices from around the world. So there's always something that I hear within the presentations that is a key takeaway for me, something that I can take back to the U.S. I'm very active in the standards development process within the United States, and hearing these different aspects of what internationally, what's done in CSSD, and trying to implement those as best practices around the world is very powerful. We learn by listening to each other and taking the best of what everybody's doing, and this is a great avenue to do that.
So thank you very much, Marianne, for recording this shortcast with us. And we look forward to hear and see you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Perfect.